The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Doctor Who, Planet of Doom, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Part 1.
Rockship has taken heavy damage, Captain, but so have we. Our shields are down by 70%.
We can hold out.
They're coming around for another pass.
Evasive maneuvers.
Aye, Captain Petra. Taking evasive maneuvers. The Grokship is matching. They're turning for another strike.
Attack pattern links.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Now a pulse cannon spread across their bow.
As you wish, Captain Petra.
We're not beaten yet. The full spread, now!
As you command, ma'am. They've evaded the bulk of the barrage. They're turning to fire. Ma'am, they've hit our main shield generator.
Return fire! Hit them with everything we've got!
Returning fire! Direct hit, Captain.
Very good. Let's move in for the kill, Mina.
With pleasure.
Death! Damage report!
Direct hit. Extensive damage to the engines. Shields are failing. Weapons are at 1/4 power. Life support will fail within 1.25 hours.
Options?
Suggest either abandoning ship or attempt to crash land on a nearby planet.
We will not abandon ship, Mina. Range to closest planet.
13 million kilometers, Captain. Further report?
Yes.
Sensors indicate that the Grok ship has taken heavy damage to their engines as well. They're angling towards the planet, Captain. I think they mean to crash land.
This is excellent. Set course. We will follow their descent. If they can go there, we can go there too. Where we will finish them off.
Yes, Captain Petra. We're angling towards the planet now.
I'm really not sure, I. Certainly not where I'd hoped to be. I don't know why this keeps happening to me. The TARDIS is always bringing me to places I don't want to go.
Perhaps it's pilot's error.
Utter nonsense, I.
Then perhaps he's trying to tell you something?
Such as?
Maybe the TARDIS brings you to places where you can do the most good.
It's an interesting theory, I. But utter tripe. If you have nothing constructive to offer, do keep quiet. There's a good robot.
You're a stuffy old windbag, do you know that, Doctor? But I'm not letting you put me off this time. You have to admit, it would explain a few things.
That is complete rubbish. Besides, I make it a point to never get involved in the affairs of others.
That's a likely story.
Look, I'll have you know that I never get personally involved in other people's lives. Unless asked, of course. Never mind. I'll just have a look at the drive system. There must be a malfunction somewhere. Not to worry. I'll have it fixed in no time at all.
Whatever you say, Doctor.
For a robot, you certainly are rather sarcastic. You know that, I
call it superior programming.
I call it a malfunction. But we'll agree to disagree, eh? Oh, and I...
Yes, Doctor?
Don't challenge my superior knowledge in future.
As if I would dare. Why, I'll have you know... Bah! Typical. You always ignore me when you know I'm right.
Captain?
Yes, Mina?
I saw this strange blue box appear just moments ago.
Appear? Explain your meaning.
It just materialized in the jungle, Captain. I just saw it on my scanner.
Run the description through the tactical computer. It may be a Grok weapon. Something we haven't seen before.
The computer has no record of the object and can make no possible analysis based on available data. Captain, look. A Grok probe has also located the object.
And more will join it. I want whatever is inside that box, Mina. If the Grok are interested in it, then we must have it. You will take a patrol detachment and collect whatever you find. Stop that probe bot.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Doctor, I think you should have a look at this.
Hmm?
It's some kind of robot, and not one like myself.
A moment. I'm trying to hunt down that malfunction. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll redesign this whole setup one of these days. I'd really fancy a squeaky new console room. How about you, I? Fancy a new environment to float about in?
I honestly could care less. And I really think you should take a look at this.
No, no, no. That doesn't go there. Why in all the galaxies would anyone connect the drift compensator to the HADS interface? It must have been sometime in the distant past. One of my previous incarnations at work, I suppose. What was he thinking?
Oh, you talking about yourself again? Or someone else entirely? You are confusing sometimes, Doctor. Doctor, would you please come up for air and take a look at this?
Oh, very well. I can see you aren't going to shut up until I do as you please.
You better not.
What is it, I? Interesting.
Interesting? You go from irritated that I bother you at all to interested. I kind of comprehend you sometimes, you know. You can be such a pain, Doctor. Beyond that, that device can pose a threat.
A little thing like that? Oh, I doubt that very much. No, it looks like some kind of probe.
Really? Or it could be some sort of weapon. You know, big things come in small packages. Just look at me for proof of that.
You are such an egotist, I. Maybe it's just lonely.
I hope you're joking.
Of course I am. Oh, nothing wrong with a good sense of humor, I. You should consider developing one of your own. One thing is for certain. It can't hurt us while we're in here.
Then you have no intention of going out to have a look? Or exploring the planet?
I think not. And as for staying, I think we won't remain here any longer than is absolutely necessary.
That's very unlike you.
Is it? You seem to think you actually know me. We haven't traveled together that long, you know, I.
what is it now? A few months at best?
You don't even remember? I should be greatly offended. But as it would give you too much satisfaction, I refuse to be.
Oh. Well, have it your own way, I. Work to be done.
Ah, infuriating.
Stay close. Keep sharp observation for Brock the troll box. The object is southeast, approximately another 0.75 kilometers. Let's keep moving.
What is it doing now? Oh, you pay attention, Doctor.
Oh, you're still observing that robot thing, eh? It's obviously emitting a probing pulse. A spread of light particles that are attempting to analyze the TARDIS. Futile.
Well, obviously.
Again, sarcasm is not your strong suit, I...
Sorry. There's no chance that scans can penetrate the TARDIS?
Never. Let it scan away and then go about its business. I'm sure it'll lose interest at some point.
I don't know how you can be so calm about it.
As I say, if it is a threat, it's one that cannot get to us in air. The tortoise is practically indestructible, you know.
It's the practically part that bothers me.
You are a nervous little robot, aren't you, I? And you're just itching to go out there and conduct your own scans, aren't you? Observation and deduction, I. That's what I always say. Just watch and learn. I'm sure its true intentions will become evident sooner or later.
Maybe sooner rather than later. It stopped.
So I see. You know, I don't think our little friend poses us any real danger at all. In fact, I've a good mind to go out there and do a bit of a probing of my own.
Aha! I knew you couldn't resist.
You think you know so much.
Are you saying I'm incorrect?
Well, all right then. Have it your own way, but still, it shows that there's some sort of civilization on this planet.
You got that twinkle in your eye again.
What twinkle? Oh, what on earth are you talking about, I?
That twinkle you always get when we arrive at a new place in time, and you just can't wait to get out of the TARDIS and explore. You have an unquenchable thirst, you know that, Doctor? Curiosity, that's your weakness. And you know what they say curiosity did to the cat.
Cat? What cat? I don't see any cats around here.
Ha, ha, ha. Very funny. But you know I'm right. That insatiable curiosity of yours gets the better of you every time.
Don't be ridiculous, I. It's not curiosity that's got me thinking. If there is an advanced civilization on this planet, they may have some equipment I need to get us going in the right direction. And besides, that little fellow looks harmless enough.
As we've already discovered, looks can very easily be deceiving. Take me, for instance.
Where's your sense of adventure, I?
Wasn't programmed with any.
Then perhaps I need to alter your programming.
Don't you dare.
Relax. I wouldn't dream of touching your innards. Come along, I. I want to get out there before that thing goes away.
Well, you can wait for me!
Thank you.
backing off. See, it's all frightened of us than we are of it.
Are you certain of that, Doctor? Could be about to attack.
You really are paranoid, aren't you, I? Relax. I think it's only contacting someone. Perhaps sending a message to its controller. Whoever that might be.
But is that a good thing, Doctor?
We'll find out soon enough. I think it's going bye-byes now.
Doctor, reinforcements.
Two more of them, eh? Hello, boys.
It's now three against two, Doctor. I don't like those odds.
You're still assuming they mean us harm. But there's no evidence to support that.
All right. Which one of you guys wants to buy it first?
Who the devil are you?
A friend, possibly. And at the moment, I'm the best friend you can have. Stand behind me while I blow these things to bits.
Don't provoke them. I'm sure they mean us no harm.
Don't mean you harm? Do you even know what they are? Or who they belong to?
That is hardly the point, young man. The real question is, do you know who they are? Or what they're up to?
No, but...
Well, in that case...
Hey, what are you doing?
It's okay. We come in peace. We don't wish to hurt you.
Careful, Doctor.
It's all right. This little fellow isn't going to harm me. Are you, my little friend?
Little friend? Look, whatever you are, your friend may be a doctor, but he's not too smart, is he? That thing might disintegrate him where he stands. Now move out of the way!
Nonsense, young man. It's perfectly safe.
Safe? Not lightly. Now I said move!
Was that really necessary?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was. Look, Doctor, whoever you are, you've got to trust me. I may have just saved your life. I've seen killing machines before, you know.
Then we're very grateful. Aren't we, Doctor?
But we don't know what their intentions were. They may have been peaceful. They may simply have wanted to know who and what we are. Our little curiosity never hurt, you know.
Oh, you would say that. But all the same, we're very grateful. Aren't we, Doctor? Keep in mind, he has a gun.
Oh, very well. I suppose when you put it like that, yes, we are very grateful, Mr. Mr.
Captain Maxella Mailer, but you can just call me Max.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Max.
Yes, thank you, Captain, Max. That was, timely rescue.
You're welcome. Now, why don't you tell me who you are and where you came from? I saw that strange blue box appear out of thin air. I assume it's some kind of transmat capsule.
Oh, nothing of the sort, young man. In fact, it just happens to be my ship.
Oh, come on. Doesn't look very sturdy, not to mention the fact that it's tiny.
I know, right? When I first saw it, I thought it was pretty unimpressive too.
Hush, I. No one asked for your opinion.
They never do. Or at least you never do.
And what of you, young man? Are you a native of this planet?
Native? No. There are no native inhabitants that I've seen. My ship crashed here about a month ago. My whole crew was killed. I just managed to crash lander here, was lucky to survive.
So, you are the sole survivor?
Yep, and with no way off this blasted planet.
Well then, we may be able to help you there, my boy.
Perhaps your rescue wasn't timely enough, Captain Max.
Halt! Stay where you are!
Nice shooting, but you missed us.
If I hadn't been aiming just past your head, you'd be dead right now, soldier boy. Now, drop your weapon at once!
Make me, pretty lady.
If you don't drop your weapon, we will open fire. And believe me, if we do, there won't be much left afterwards.
You'd best do as the lady suggests, Captain.
All right, whatever you say.
Who are they, Doctor? Do you recognize the species?
No, I have no idea. But they're an odd-looking lot, eh? Somewhat cat-like in appearance.
What were you saying earlier about no cats being present,
Shush, I.
They're called Farrans. I've been observing them for a few days. They arrived about the same time as the others. The ones with the patrol bots that I saved you from. This bunch, they're all females. I got close to their ship once. They're actually quite an attractive group, especially their leader. I assume they plan to take us to her.
Silence, dog!
You could use a little dog in your life.
We have warned you to keep your distance once before, in case you've forgotten.
Oh, I remember. I just ignored the warning. I'm a little bit stubborn that way.
Hello, I'm the doctor. And this little fellow flying here, this little flying object, is my friend I. I see that you are acquainted with Captain Mailer here. He seems to have a very impetuous nature. But you should certainly overlook that. We're perfectly harmless, really.
Indeed you are. At least you appear to be. What is that floating device? Is that a weapon?
Oh, heavens, no. I is perfectly harmless. It's merely a surveillance drone.
Ah, yes. We have seen similar devices, but none that fly or speak individually.
Oh, well, you must pay no heed to I. It's merely an annoyance.
Gee, thanks, Doctor. You're pretty bothersome yourself.
Hush. And now then, may I ask who you are?
We are the Farrans.
Well, that clears that up.
You know, I, sarcasm is the lowest form of wit. Leave this to me. We come in peace. Do you understand?
Identify yourselves. What is your race and planet of origin?
I'm afraid you never believe me.
Try me.
Well, we're travelers, sort of.
You will have to be more specific. Where have you come from, who do you work for, and why are you here?
We landed here by accident. That is all, and we work for no one. I and I are travelers, as I mentioned. Explorers, if you will. As I said, we come to be here quite by accident.
That I can believe. No one would come here by choice at this time.
Oh? I'm curious. Oh, why not at this time in particular?
There is no time to answer your questions.
And why not?
Any questions you may have will be answered by Petra, if she so chooses.
Petra?
She's our attractive leader, the one I was telling you about.
As the primitive one said, she is our leader. And you will be accompanying us to our ship.
Actually, we're rather booked up. Places to go, people to see, if you don't mind, we'll just be on our way.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. There are sure to be more Grok probots nearby.
Grok? Who are they?
Our enemies. You must come with us.
Must?
Yes, I was ordered to bring you back to our ship. And you will comply either willingly or unwillingly. Either way, you will come with us or die where you stand.
Well, if you're just dead set on...
Oh, you just had to say dead, didn't you, Doctor?
Do I make you nervous, dear boy? I do apologize.
You always make me nervous, Doctor.
Hush, I...
You will come with us now. Petra has ordered it.
Well, if Petra has ordered it, I suppose we must comply.
Didn't you hear what I said about sarcasm?
You assume I care, Doctor.
And you know what they say about assuming I...
You're my kind of guy, Doctor. You say what's on your mind. I admire straight talk.
Really? That's the most insightful thing you've said so far, young man.
Didn't hear me? Come with us at once. And you must leave your surveillance device behind.
Me? But why? I mean you no harm.
It seems we have little choice, I. Go back to the ship. Wait there for my return. I won't be very long. Besides, now that I'm here, I want to learn a little more about our kind hosts here. And this planet.
I knew it. Curiosity.
Hush. Go back to the ship like a good little robot, eh?
Oh, sure, Doctor. Whatever you say, Doctor. Typical. Left out of all the fun bits again.
Now move. We must leave at once.
As you say. Come along, Captain.
How all right.
We We have guests, Captain. The older male is known as the Doctor. The other is the one we questioned once before. He interfered, Captain, by destroying the Grok probes.
I see. We'll deal with him later.
Grok probes, eh? Well, how interesting. You must be Petra.
We will ask the questions. How did you come to be on this planet at this time?
Oh, it was quite by accident.
Accident? Was your ship damaged in some way?
Yes, that's it exactly. Our ship is indeed damaged. Can't take off again, I'm afraid. A pity, eh?
Then, like us, you are doomed.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Planet of Doom, Part 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on an idea by Ron Smith, which starred, in order of appearance, Julie Hoverson as Captain Petra, Tanya Milojevich as Mina, Brian Reed as I, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, and David Ault as Max. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme, as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The co-producer was Jeff Niles. The post-production editors for this production were Jeff Niles and Rachel Pulling. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkmooning1@yahoo.com. The story, Planet of Doom, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2021. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for part two of this adventure, brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please keep circulating the URL. In other words, share and enjoy.
This program is copyright 2021, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, warping to new dimensions.